This podcast is from Morning English.
Suffer from insomnia. Oversleep means...
It means to sleep longer than you should.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。Colin, you look terrible today. We look terrible every day, but today you look extra terrible.
Oh, thank you very much.
No, really. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just wasn't able to sleep well last night. I had insomnia.
Oh, insomnia. What is that?
Why don't we talk about that and other words and phrases to do with sleeping for today's podcast?
Sounds good. 那为了引出我们今天的话题呢，我都在这扮演不知道 insomnia 是什么意思，然后 Colin 呢也在这扮演失眠了。OK, 反正呢，大家听今天的节目就知道了，我们要讲跟睡眠有关的各种表达。那今天的节目呢都是非常实用的，这些笔记呢我们都整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字就可以来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So, insomnia is a noun that just means you can't sleep. We would usually say I have insomnia or I suffer from insomnia.
Suffer from insomnia 其实就是失眠了，饱受失眠的痛苦。Insomnia, insomnia 是一个名词， right?
Now, we use this word in a lot of ways.
What do you mean?
Well, it could mean that you couldn't sleep at all, or had trouble falling asleep. Or maybe you woke up several times during the night. It's sort of a general word for bad sleep. It's really commonly used.
I see. 总之就是各种睡眠问题，反正睡得不好，大家都又开始用这个词来表达了。
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you often oversleep?
No, in my area, everybody gets up very early, so it's noisy in the mornings and wakes me up. How about you?
I often oversleep in winter, you know, because the sun comes up later and I find it difficult to get up when it's still dark outside. But in summer, I don't have any trouble oversleeping.
So you aren't really a morning person, huh?
Oh, no, I'm most definitely not a morning person.I like to stay up late and get up late.
I don't really consider myself a morning person, but I guess I'm just used to getting up early now. Okay, all right. 刚才呢 ,Colin 讲到了好几个关于睡眠的这个 keyword. 大家有没有 catch 到呢？刚才我们讲到了第一个词哈 ,oversleep.
Right. Not sleep over.
Yes. Oversleep means...
It means to sleep longer than you should.
Yeah, 就是睡懒觉睡过头了，睡多了
right,
对吗、
right.
睡过头了。 OK, 另外一个非常常用的而且是非常地道的表达叫做 a morning person、
Well, a morning person is, you know, some people, they get up in the morning and they're very happy and cheerful and, you know, they enjoy the morning.
Yeah.
That's a morning person.
其实就是早起的人了，这是一个英文里面经常用的一个用法，就是说用一个名词来修饰后面这个名词，就用 morning 来修饰 person 这个人。
Right.
Like, I'm a coffee person.
Yes.
我很喜欢喝咖啡，所以我就是 I'm a coffee person. 那我很喜欢早起，就是 I'm a morning person.
Right.
Yeah. 那我们刚刚这一段里面提到的第三个跟睡觉有关的表达呢，叫做 stay up. Stay up.
Stay up means to not go to sleep.
Yep. 就是熬夜了。Stay up. Stay up.
Don't you get to sleep in on weekends?
A little, but everyone around me is up, so I still end up getting up early.
Ah, well, you must be a really light sleeper then, huh?
Yeah, every little noise wakes me up. What about you? I imagine you're a heavy sleeper, right?
Uh-huh. I generally sleep like a log.
Sleep like a log? That's an unusual phrase.
Yeah, I guess it is. It means to sleep well through the night that even loud noises don't wake you.The person seems like a big piece of wood, like a log.
Okay. Sleep like a log. Sleep like a log. L-O-G 是那个木头 right?
Yes, yeah,
log, 就大圆柱的那个木头、yeah. 其实就是 heavy sleeper 了 right?
Yeah.
就是 heavy sleeper 是说这是一个睡得很沉的人，那这个动作就是睡得很沉，我们就可以用 sleep like a log, 睡得像木头一样，睡得很死。
Yeah.
那其实刚才呢 ,Colin 还提到一个知识点啊，就是有一个 oversleep 的近义词。
Right, sleep in.
Yeah, sleep in, sleep in, sleep, 然后再加上 in, 大家可以连读哈 sleep in, sleeping.
Sleep in's a little different than oversleep, though.、
Mm-hmm.
Oversleep is you're supposed to get up,、
mm-hmm.
but you don't.、
Yep.
Sleep in is you can sleep longer, and you do.
对 sleep in 就是我们睡懒觉。那 oversleep 呢就是睡过头。比方说我八点要上班，结果呢我睡到了十点，这就叫睡过头。但是 sleep in 可能是周末我本来就可以睡懒觉。
Right,
有一点点不一样。
And so, you know, this is why last night was really unusual for me. I couldn't get to sleep as fast as I normally can. Usually, once my head hits the pillow, I fall fast asleep. But last night, it was a real sleepless one for me.
Okay, sleepless, 也是没睡觉，失眠的。What do you think the problem was?
I don't know. Like I said, usually once I hit the sack, I have no problem sleeping at all.
Hit the sack?
Yeah, it just means go to bed. In the old days, beds were made from grass and hay stuffed into cloth bags called sacks. So hit the sack, that meant jump into bed.
Ah, I see. Sack. S-A-C-K, right?
Yeah.
Hit the sack.
Yeah.
嗯哼，就是一头撞到这个以前那个草堆里面，就是睡觉了 go to bed.
Right.
嗯哼。So, did you do anything different last night before going to bed?
No, same as always.Anyway, I'm not too worried about it. As long as it doesn't happen, you know, several nights in a row, I don't think it's a big problem.
Well, I hope you get some Z's tonight.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Well, 大家听到了这个表达吗？这个也是一个口语里面常用的哈。Get some Z's.
Yeah, get some Z's.
Yeah, 因为大家记不记得那个漫画里面，我们一个人睡着了之后就 Z, 然后那个冒那个 Z, Z 字。Yeah, yeah, yeah. 所以口语里面呢，大家就说 get some Z's, 就是哎 get some sleep.
Yes.
睡觉，睡一会儿。Okay, well, that's all for today. 那今天这些表达呢，确实都是我们平常日常生活里面特别常用的哈。欢迎大家到微信找到早安英文的微信公众号，私信回复加油两个字，就可以来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Well, thank you for joining us for today's Morning English.I hope you all sleep well tonight. This is Colin.
This is Winters. See you next time.
See you.
Insomnia. Insomnia.